Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Germany in Hanover at Dolmetex, and I'm with Joe Williams, who's Vice President of International with BOLU of America. Joe, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you. You come to this show every year. You have one of the biggest USA-based spaces. Tell me how Dolmetex compares this year versus other years.
It's actually been quite a good year. Yesterday was the first full day of the show. We had very good traffic. We were quite busy, actually. As I was saying earlier, I haven't even had time to really wander around and look at the competitors and what they're doing out there. Traffic is up this year, and we feel very bullish.
And I mentioned just a second ago, when it comes to American companies here, you have one of the biggest spaces. Mohawk used to have its own space here. You know, with them joining with Lano, you now definitely have the biggest space, right?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't wandered around. I think Mannington's here. I'm not sure how much space they've got. Yeah, we do have a big space, and actually next year we plan on doubling the size of the space that we have here now because we're really focused on our international presence and trying to expand that.
Okay. What's the value you get from coming here?
Well, contacts, obviously exposure. You're constantly trying to grow your brands. Internationally, we don't talk about BOLU. We talk about BOLU, B-O-L-Y-U, our commercial brand. We talk about Aqua for hospitality, and we talk about Bliss for residential. So what we're trying to do is just continue to build equity in those three brands and to expand our exposure around the globe. And we do get an awful lot of just wander up traffic, people we haven't done business with in the past. And it gives us the opportunity to present our products and to try to find and develop and nurture some new relationships.
You know, we're in Germany. And I guess one of the questions I got to ask you is the people that come in this space, they're from all over the place, aren't they?
Very much so. You have people here from all over Asia, the Middle East, Latin America. Yeah. It's coincidentally the show happens to be here, but it's like NeoCon in Chicago. It draws people from around the world.
Yeah. You know, we're the world's largest producer of carpet in the United States. The biggest share of flooring in the United States is carpet, unlike the rest of the world, which is where the biggest leader is ceramic. One of the things we always say about our competition from other countries is that freight is such a big factor that there's not a lot of imports into the USA of carpet. And yet you're out here selling into Europe, and there are certainly carpet mills in Europe. So why are they attracted to buy your products?
Well, our products are different. From the United States, from a stylistic perspective, from a color perspective, our products are different, and that's what we try to focus on. It's product differentiation and offering the architects, designers, particularly commercially, and the consumer from a residential perspective, something different, something that they can't find in their home country. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to sell them something different and sell them a bit of that American dream.
Yep. Actually, let's talk about that for a second, because when you go over to some of the European carpet stands here, the face weights are much lighter, the construction's different, so I mean, what you offer is a lot different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very different. Now, we do have to compete with face weight. If you look at modular, we've watched the weights drop dramatically, particularly in the last 5 or 6 years. It used to be your standard was about 22 to 25 ounces on modular. And now, you know, you have a lot of products that go down to 12 or 14 ounces. And it's just so that you can compete from a pricing perspective. But yeah, stylistically, we're very, very different. The colors are different. And consequently, we try to, again, sell them something that they can't source in their home market.
So most of what they're coming here to see is for the commercial side of the business, is what
That's
you're
correct.
Saying.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay. And, you know, most people know what you're offering here is nylon in that area.
Yes, that's solution-dyed nylon is what we're selling, and typically that's what they're after because they're comparing it to wool.
And they call that polyamide over here, right?
That's exactly right, polyamide, that's it.
Talk about the difference between the share of modular and broadloom and how that's kind of changing.
Well, in the commercial, and when I say commercial, I'm talking corporate institutional education, we've seen a dramatic shift in the last 10 years, and that has become very much dominated by modular carpets. On the other side of the fence, there's hospitality, and some of your institutional, some of your hospital and that kind of thing still tends to be broadloom. Though we have seen a shift in hospitality, we're starting to see more and more tiles there. Modular is, it's easier to manage, it's easier to handle, it's easier to ship. The one thing about carpet, and as you referred to earlier in terms of freight, rolls of carpet are not the easiest thing in the world to handle. And that's one thing. You have to have specialized equipment, you have to have specialized racking, etc. Whereas with modular, products. They're all palletized. You can pick it up with a regular forklift. You can move it. It's much easier to go up and down in a lift, for example, an elevator. It's much, much easier to move. Consequently, there's been a big shift toward modular. And so many architects and designers are specifying just modular that they don't even want to talk about broadly. So we focus on providing what they want.
I come in your space every year. I've noticed this year that you have a hard surface offering in the very center of the space, and that's new, right?
That is new. As in the United States, we rolled out our LVT offering last year, and internationally, what we've done is we're leveraging up on what we've been doing in the U.S. and in Canada now for several years, 7 or 8 years up in Canada, and that is we offer LVT. We offer laminate, we offer engineered, and we even have a hardwood offering. This is the first year that we've been displaying that here in Domatex, and we've had great response to it.
All right, so you're in charge of exports, Beaulieu of America's products. Is that a growing business?
Yes, it is, and commercially. Very, very driven by the commercial side of the business, and we see our commercial business growing year on year. I wish it grew faster last year. Last year we were up about 4.5%, but I'd like to think that we're going to double that expansion this year.
And of everything that you've got in your space this year, what's drawing the most attention?
Well, svelte, which is almost like a felt-type product, it's a transitional product we've got on the floor, draws a lot of attention because there's a lot of color. There's a lot of very, very bright colors and people like that. And the piece that we're actually sitting on, it's a new roll piece, actually, from Aqua that's like a starburst design, is drawing an awful lot of attention.
All right, Joe. Well, thanks for spending time with us again. Been talking to Joe Williams, who's Vice President of Beaulieu of America's International Business, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.